Hurricanes Harvey and Irma and Maria underlined the importance of flood protection. Some places learned they did not have nearly enough. Now, 12 years ago, after Hurricane Katrina, federal officials tightened flood protection standards, which some communities have struggled to meet. Lauren Summer reports from our station KQED.
As the floodwaters rose in Houston, Cynthia Hextall watched nervously from afar. She has family there, but also because she lives in one of the riskiest flood zones in the country, Natomas, a suburb of Sacramento, California.
You're thinking, like, could that happen? Because I'm sure the people in Houston didn't think it could happen to them.
Hextall knows something about that. She's also a realtor here, and we're standing next to one of her recent sales, a tidy two-story near a good school.
This house actually sold in 3 days for $20,000 over asking.
Do you ever get buyers who are nervous about the flood risk?
No, never. I have never had that come up.
But that risk is real.
This is the levee. We're on top of the levee now.
Jim McDonald is a principal planner for the city of Sacramento. The levee is basically a big pile of dirt built to hold back a major river from the Natomas. And the houses here are built in a low-lying area.
The flood depth would be 10 to 25 feet.
Sacramento doesn't have hurricanes to worry about, of course. It's the huge winter storms that hit the Sierra Nevada. The city was built on rivers that drain an area the size of West Virginia. And the levees here aren't in great shape.
We realized that a lot of the city didn't have 100-year flood protection once we took another look at our levees.
After Katrina, federal flood planners tightened up the standards to make them safer. But that meant Natomas wasn't up to par. So in 2008, the federal government imposed a building moratorium. No new building at all until the city worked on its levees. That's how risky it was.
It's pretty scary when you think about it. You know, we have over 100,000 people living out there.
Rick Johnson directs the Sacramento Area Flood Control Agency. He says New Orleans used to top the list of cities most at risk from river flooding. But now,
they've rebuilt New Orleans to the point where their level of protection is higher than ours right now. So we're the most at-risk community in the country.
Protecting the whole city will cost almost $4.5 billion and take nearly another decade. But money from Congress has been slow, and there's a lot of competition for those dollars. So in the meantime, the city started construction using state money and by taxing local residents.
The federal government has become an unreliable partner.
Jeffrey Mount is a flood expert at the Public Policy Institute of California. He says more communities are starting to tax themselves to pay for flood improvements, but that creates a bizarre incentive to keep growing their tax base.
Do they stop growing? If they stop growing, they can't pay for new infrastructure. So you're caught in this cycle where you need to put people at risk in order to reduce risk, to pay for the reduction in risk. We know how that ends. Badly.
Mount says Sacramento is doing something right. The city is going for a 1 in 200-year storm protection, higher than the federal standard.
But here's a fundamental problem. What Harvey in particular revealed for us is that our flood defenses will eventually be overrun.
Harvey was a 1 in 1,000-year storm, at least. And with a warming climate, storms are becoming more intense. So he says the strategy that a lot of communities are really relying on when it comes to floods, hope they get lucky. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Summer.